Mention of literature reminds me that I would like to do some purely creative writing. I would like to write a few more poems and stories. I would like, for instance, to write a long poem on the myth of Orpheus. Not that one can decide to write a poem. At best, one can only invoke the muse and wait and see what happens. I would, in fact, like not only to do some purely creative writing, but also to write in a new kind of way, in a way that was new for me at least. I would like to find a new literary form, or even a new medium of communication altogether. In the words of a poem I wrote in 1969, I should like to speak with a new voice, speak like Adam in the garden, speak like the rishis of old, announcing in strong, jubilant voices the sun, moon, stars, dawn, winds, fire, storm, and above all, the God-given, intoxicating, ecstatic soma, speak like divine men celebrating the divine cosmos with divine names. I should like to speak with a new voice, telling the new things that I know, chanting in incomparable rhythms, new things to new men, singing the new horizon, the new vision, the new dawn, the new day. I should like to use new words, use words pristine, primeval, words pure and bright as snow crystals, words resonant, expressive, creative, such as breathe to music, built Ilion. The old words are too tired, soiled, stale, lifeless. New words come to me from the stars, from your eyes, from space. New words, vibrant, radiant, able to utter the new me, able to build for new men a new world. But I have allowed myself to be carried away into the clouds and must return to earth. I must leave the topic of my relation to the order and turn at last to the topic of the relation of the order itself to the rest of the Buddhist world. But that will have to be on another occasion.